Oxford's Cambridge Business English Certificate, Preliminary, Exam Focus. Copyright Linguarama International, 2001. Produced for Summertown Publishing. Unit 12. Exam Focus Listening. Part 1. Questions 1 to 8. For questions 1 to 8, you will hear 8 short recordings. For each question, mark A, B, or C for the most suitable picture or phrase. You will hear the conversation twice. 1. What is Maria's job title?
So, you work in sales, don't you, Maria?
Sort of. I'm actually in the marketing department.
Oh, I see. And what do you do there?
I'm the manager.
So, you work in sales, don't you, Maria?
Sort of. I'm actually in the marketing department.
Oh, I see. And what do you do there?
I'm the manager.
Two. Where are they going to take the visitors?
Where should we take the visitors this evening?
Good question. What kind of food will they like?
I know a place that serves great Asian food.
Not everyone likes spicy food, though. I know a place that does great pasta. Why don't we go there?
Oh, okay. Where should we take the visitors this evening?
Good question. What kind of food will they like?
I know a place that serves great Asian food.
Not everyone likes spicy food, though. I know a place that does great pasta. Why don't we go there?
Oh, okay.
3. What was the final decision about the meeting?
Did you see the memo about tomorrow's meeting?
Yes, I saw it was postponed until next week.
Well, forget the memo. It's back on again at the same time. Did you see the memo about tomorrow's meeting?
Yes, I saw it was postponed until next week.
Well, forget the memo. It's back on again at the same time.
4. Which part of the job offer was George unhappy about?
Are you going to take the job, George?
I don't know. The salary was okay.
What about the hours?
They were long, but I don't mind that. I'm just a bit worried about the amount of paid leave, that's all.
Are you going to take the job, George?
I don't know. The salary was okay.
What about the hours?
They were long, but I don't mind that. I'm just a bit worried about the amount of paid leave, that's all.
5. Which graph is the head of department talking about?
So, as you can see, sales rose at the start of the year and then levelled off in the summer. But I'm happy to say there was a big increase in orders for toys at Christmas. So, as you can see, sales rose at the start of the year and then levelled off in the summer. But I'm happy to say there was a big increase in orders for toys at Christmas.
6. When are the visitors arriving?
Oh, you stupid machine!
Hey, what's all the excitement for?
Because it's already 10:30. I've got visitors arriving in 30 minutes. I need to photocopy some reports, and this stupid machine isn't working. Oh, you stupid machine!
Hey, what's all the excitement for?
Because it's already 10:30. I've got visitors arriving in 30 minutes. I need to photocopy some reports, and this stupid machine isn't working.
7. Which photocopier do they decide to buy?
So, which of these photocopiers should we buy?
This one looks nice, the X40.
Bit expensive. The RX200 looks fast. It does 25 copies a minute.
So does the BT100, and it's cheaper and smaller.
But it hasn't got many functions, has it?
That's true. Okay, we'll get the bigger one.
So, which of these photocopiers should we buy?
This one looks nice, the X40.
Bit expensive. The RX200 looks fast. It does 25 copies a minute.
So does the BT100, and it's cheaper and smaller.
But it hasn't got many functions, has it?
That's true. Okay, we'll get the bigger one.
8. Which part of the factory does Alan want to change?
How can we increase production, Alan? Should we buy some more machines for the production line?
That's not necessary. The real problem is that we can't store any more raw materials. We need to increase storage space.
And the packing area, is that okay?
For the moment. As I said, storage is the problem.
How can we increase production, Alan? Should we buy some more machines for the production line?
That's not necessary. The real problem is that we can't store any more raw materials. We need to increase storage space.
And the packing area, is that okay?
For the moment. As I said, storage is the problem.
Part 2. Questions 9 to 15. You will hear two people discussing an invoice. Listen to the conversation and write the missing information in the spaces. You will hear the conversation twice.
Hello, accounts. How can I help you?
I'd like to check an invoice, please.
Certainly. Can you give me the invoice number, please?
Of course, it's HP420Y.
HP420Y.
That's right.
Okay, that invoice is dated the 15th of February. What seems to be the problem?
I just wanted to check the details. My copy isn't very clear.
Right, go ahead.
Well, can you confirm that we ordered 9 boxes of paper for the photocopier?
No, you ordered 10 boxes at £9.94 each.
Okay, that's £99.40, isn't it?
Yes, but that price is exclusive of VAT, which is 17.5%.
Oh. How much is the actual total, then?
That's £116.80 to pay.
18 pence?
80.
All right. And that needs to reach you by the 17th?
Please.
Okay, can I have your name in case I have any more problems?
Of course, it's Marjorie Wilkes.
Wilkes? How do you spell that?
W-I-L-K-E-S.
And have you got a direct line?
Yes, the number is 01623-688-820.
688-120?
688-820.
Great, thanks. Thanks for your help.
You're welcome. Bye. Hello, accounts. How can I help you?
I'd like to check an invoice, please.
Certainly. Can you give me the invoice number, please?
Of course, it's HP420Y.
HP420Y.
That's right.
Okay, that invoice is dated the 15th of February. What seems to be the problem?
I just wanted to check the details. My copy isn't very clear.
Right, go ahead.
Well, can you confirm that we ordered 9 boxes of paper for the photocopier?
No, you ordered 10 boxes at £9.94 each.
Okay, that's £99.40, isn't it?
Yes. But that price is exclusive of VAT, which is 17.5%.
Oh. How much is the actual total, then?
That's £116.80 to pay.
18 pence?
80.
All right. And that needs to reach you by the 17th?
Please.
Okay, can I have your name in case I have any more problems?
Of course, it's Marjorie Wilkes.
Wilkes? How do you spell that?
W-I-L-K-E-S.
And have you got a direct line?
Yes, the number is 01623-688-820.
688-120?
688-820.
Great. Thanks. Thanks for your help.
You're welcome. Bye.
Part 3. Questions 16 to 22. You will hear a woman talking to some journalists about a new product range. Listen to the talk and write one or two words or a date in the spaces. You will hear the talk twice.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Jade Ritchie. And today I'd like to introduce you to our new product range. But first, let me welcome you to Jolly Good. I hope you all had a pleasant journey here to our head office. Although we have a sales office in London, Jolly Good Skincare has made its home here, in York, for the past 50 years. During this time, we've built up a loyal base of housewives who appreciate our products for their high quality and no-nonsense packaging. However, as we move into the new millennium, we felt it was time to broaden our appeal and move into new markets. And so we have developed our Feel Good cosmetic range. As I said earlier, Feel Good is aimed at a different type of consumer. But of course we are not going to abandon our traditional, more mature market. And we'll continue producing all our original ranges. The Feel Good consumer is a modern, professional lady who expects the quality enjoyed by previous generations, but wants a fresh-looking product. This brings me to what we believe to be Feel Good's unique appeal, the price. What we have achieved is a serious quality product which won't break the bank. If you look in your welcome pack, you will see that we have included some samples for you to try. But when will the general public be able to test our claims for themselves? Well, as I'm sure you must be aware, we have already started to run advertisements in some women's magazines. Our celebrity party, with special guests Vicky and Veronique from the TV series Little Sister, is September the 11th, with products going on sale to the public the following day. We will also be running a number of nationwide promotions, all based on the feel-good promise, look great. All that remains is for me to thank you for coming here today. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Jade Ritchie. And today I'd like to introduce you to our new product range. But first, let me welcome you to Jolly Good. I hope you all had a pleasant journey here to our head office. Although we have a sales office in London, Jolly Good Skincare has made its home here, in York, for the past 50 years. During this time, we've built up a loyal base of housewives who appreciate our products for their high quality and no-nonsense packaging. However, as we move into the new millennium, we felt it was time to broaden our appeal and move into new markets. And so we have developed our Feel Good cosmetic range. As I said earlier, Feel Good is aimed at a different type of consumer. But of course we are not going to abandon our traditional, more mature market. And we'll continue producing all our original ranges. The Feel Good consumer is a modern, professional lady who expects the quality enjoyed by previous generations, but wants a fresh-looking product. This brings me to what we believe to be Feel Good's unique appeal, the price. What we have achieved is a serious quality product which won't break the bank. If you look in your welcome pack, you will see that we have included some samples for you to try. But when will the general public be able to test our claims for themselves? Well, as I'm sure you must be aware, we have already started to run advertisements in some women's magazines. Our celebrity party, with special guests Vicky and Veronique from the TV series Little Sister, is September the 11th, with products going on sale to the public the following day. We will also be running a number of nationwide promotions, all based on the feel-good promise, look great. All that remains is for me to thank you for coming here today.
Part 4, Questions 23 to 30. Listen to the conversation between a head of department and an employee. For questions 23 to 30, mark the correct phrase to complete the sentence. Mark one letter, A, B, or C, for the phrase you choose. You will hear the conversation twice. You have 45 seconds to read through the questions.
Come in, Sharon, and take a seat.
Thanks.
So, where do we start? Should we begin with a look at last year and then go on from there?
Fine.
So how do you feel you've done in your first full year with the company?
Overall, I think I've done quite well. I feel quite confident now about what I do.
And are you happy with your duties?
Well, the job is exactly as it was advertised in the paper. So there have been no surprises. I like dealing with customers. And I don't mind answering the phone and preparing invoices. Sometimes it's a bit boring typing long price lists. But then everyone has to do it.
That's true. Does anything make your job difficult?
The computer. To begin with, I was slow because I didn't know the program. But now I get annoyed when the computer just stops working for no reason. I often sit looking at the monitor for minutes, not sure whether it's still working or not. I think the network is too old for our software, and we need some new machines.
But apart from the computer, is there anything else you would like to change?
Let me see. I'd like the authority to issue credit notes without having to ask you first. You're often away on business, and sometimes customers ring up with a complaint. And if we can't contact you, then we can't deal with the complaint properly. It's a bit embarrassing at times.
Yes, but some of our customers always find something wrong and try and get a credit note with every order. You can't believe everything they say, you know. What about your objectives for the future?
I need to get to know the customers a bit better. And maybe try to make fewer mistakes. But I think the most important thing is to increase my product knowledge so I don't get embarrassed when customers make inquiries.
Oh, don't worry. You'll learn all that in time. What I'd like to ask you about now is... Come in, Sharon, and take a seat.
Thanks.
So, where do we start? Should we begin with a look at last year and then go on from there?
Fine.
So how do you feel you've done in your first full year with the company?
Overall, I think I've done quite well. I feel quite confident now about what I do.
And are you happy with your duties?
Well, the job is exactly as it was advertised in the paper. So there have been no surprises. I like dealing with customers. And I don't mind answering the phone and preparing invoices. Sometimes it's a bit boring typing long price lists. But then everyone has to do it.
That's true. Does anything make your job difficult?
The computer. To begin with, I was slow because I didn't know the program. But now I get annoyed when the computer just stops working for no reason. I often sit looking at the monitor for minutes, not sure whether it's still working or not. I think the network is too old for our software, and we need some new machines.
But apart from the computer, is there anything else you would like to change?
Let me see. I'd like the authority to issue credit notes without having to ask you first. You're often away on business, and sometimes customers ring up with a complaint. And if we can't contact you, then we can't deal with the complaint properly. It's a bit embarrassing at times.
Yes, but some of our customers always find something wrong and try and get a credit note with every order. You can't believe everything they say, you know. What about your objectives for the future?
I need to get to know the customers a bit better. And maybe try to make fewer mistakes. But I think the most important thing is to increase my product knowledge so I don't get embarrassed when customers make inquiries.
Oh, don't worry. You'll learn all that in time. What I'd like to ask you about now is...
That is the end of the test.